USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is not predicting how long a Senate trial would last if the House impeaches President Trump.
It could go down the path of calling witnesses and basically having another trial, or they've heard enough and could move to vote on the two articles of impeachment.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is welcoming the Russian foreign minister to our nation's capital. Speaking at the State Department, Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable.
The Trump administration will always work to protect the integrity of our elections, period. Should Russia or any foreign actor take steps to undermine our democratic processes, we will take action in response.
The foreign minister responded by saying the allegations of interference in the 2016 election are baseless. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
While welcoming the Russian foreign minister to Washington, D.C., Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Russian interference in U.S. elections is unacceptable. The NFL's Cincinnati Bengals are accusing the New England Patriots of recording the Bengals' sideline during last Sunday's game against the Cleveland Browns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes sorts it out.
The Bengals play the Patriots this coming Sunday, and Cincinnati claims that its play calls were filmed during that last game. The Patriots say the team video crew violated league policy while producing a web series, and the Patriots did say the crew was operating independently, but that the team will accept full responsibility. Another camera spying flap from the team that brought the term Spygate into the NFL lexicon in 2007, when the Pats were caught videotaping opposing team signals in a scandal that cost them a first-round draft pick and $250,000.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As our education system continues to evolve, one of the things it's sad to say that happens a lot of times is the history in the United States is glossed over. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Now, he happens to have a new book out today titled The Rifleman, and one of the things we discuss is how people now where they live are not even taking the time to learn about the area, when it was founded, and why some of the things happened how they did.
Clark County is a tiny little county here in Virginia. And yet, I can go out and talk to a youngster in a grocery store or at a fast food restaurant and ask them, do you know who Daniel Morgan was? And they kind of look at you and, yeah, there's a high school named for him. Well, they don't know the background of this remarkable American. The relevance to what they went through then to what's happening today. I mean, our nation's capital was invested. At the time, of course, the nation's capital was Philadelphia. The Congress of the United States, even back in 1775, is mucking about in whether the Continental Army has been properly formed or not.
And finally, William Shatner is getting a divorce. The actor filed against his fourth wife, Elizabeth, after 18 years of marriage. TMZ is reporting that there is a prenuptial agreement, and Shatner is said to be worth around $100 million. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.